As I rise to fame, I am continuing my spiritual practice and giving honor, appreciation, and thanks to my spiritual family, gods, goddesses, spirit, the universe, cosmic intelligence, for guiding and supporting me along my spiritual journey. And the modality that I am currently using is tarot oracle cards. Join me for a reading during this winter season. What's up? What's up? It's Nikitra Berard, the queen, the goddess, the empress of love and light. I am hosting the Creative Album podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is a place where we focus on spiritual development, self-love, personal transformation, healing, and exploring the multi-dimensional, multifaceted beings that we are here incarnated on planet Earth. We are immortal in spirit. We have an ever-expanding soul. So you have to realize we're only here for a certain amount of time, a short period of time. So you want to make sure that you are intentionally and purposefully utilizing the time that we do have here on planet Earth to learn the lessons that you came here to learn. I do not talk about death a lot, but it sure does give perspective to life. If you have ever lost anything, whether it was a pet, a loved one, a job, a relationship, shit, you may have lost your mind, but it's okay because it is all a part of the life journey that we came here to experience. When you are willing to lean into and learn about who you are and you develop your connection to your higher self, to your God self, then you become powerful. That's where your kingdom comes from. That's where your magic and performing alchemy to transmute these negative unwanted experiences into something that is beautiful, into something that is worthy and treasured for not only yourself, but for the people that will be touched in the work and the messages that you do share. So as I rise to fame, as I continue to put my message out, share my work on these digital platforms, I am learning to be grounded in who I am and to develop structures, techniques, and tools in order for me to continue winning and thriving. Because I'm just going to have to be honest here. There are opposing forces. Shit, before I even got here, there are, you know, haters and enemies that do not sleep when it comes to, you know, spreading good and light into this world. I am learning for myself that there are people who live in darkness. Some know it, some don't, but I am here to light the way. I am here to reveal, shine the light on that darkness. And when you do that, man, that's when all hell breaks loose. That's when you have all this, you know, trauma and drama just coming up. It's, you know, you have to do the work to clean it out. And I have been doing that. And when you are on, you know, these platforms and when you get to a status where, you know, many people recognize you or people see that you are, you know, making an impact and they keep hearing about you, they keep seeing you everywhere. Some people don't like that, but that's why you have to know who you are. You have to be focused and develop your message, whatever it is, your product, whatever it is that you have, so that you can stay focused, because people are going to be throwing darts. People are going to be throwing stones and rocks. I mean, think about Jesus. Jesus came here to save humanity, and the same people that he came here for, they killed him. You know, so yeah, like that's why you have to, you know, build up some type of strength for yourself and spirituality. I have been developing my own practices since I would say since childhood, because my parents, they didn't go to church every Sunday, but they did have, you know, some belief in the higher power. But in terms of like a devotion or just a spiritual practice, that's something that I had to explore and develop, you know, just learning from different cultures and different people that I have interacted with to create my own. And right now I have tarot oracle cards. I am exploring my gift of light language. That's something that, y'all, I have to make another episode about. But I got the candles lit right now. Oh, this candle smells so good. I received it from a friend from over the holidays. It's called Island Margarita. so juicy. And I have some hot tea on deck because it's cool outside. I want to make sure that my throat stays lubricated, you know what I'm saying? Stay healthy, taking care of myself. But I'm shuffling the cards up and I'm going to play some high vibrational music to get the vibes up. All right, so I have 528 hertz solfeggio frequency music. I hope you guys can hear it. But 528 hertz is meditation music that can bring transformation and miracles into your life. 528 hertz frequency can activate your imagination, intention, and intuition to operate for your highest potential. So we have this imagination and intuitive music going in the background, and I'm going to pull four cards for this reading. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. If you guys are interested in more in-depth readings according to your zodiac sign, your astrology signs, I have an account on Gumroad, Empress Energy 8. You guys can definitely check that out. I have some spiritual cards. I think I'll be able to add videos to it. I want to show my face so that you guys can see that I am original, authentic. And let's go ahead with the first card. So we have Melchizedek showing up. He has this blue teal aura to him. He has these angel wings on his shoulder, this sacred geometric symbol on his chest, with long white hair and a long beard, and he represents higher learning. It says, you have learned from experience. More inner study is now required to further progress. So I have heard of Melchizedek in the Christian Bible. He is a high priest who is mentioned in the Bible, Book of Genesis, and many other sources too. He is here to assist the earth through the ascension process, which is basically moving everyone and everything back to a state of love and harmony. I'm glad that this reveals that some of us are disconnected. Some of us are not in alignment. And sometimes it can be in one area of your life or several areas of your life. Or it could be, just with, like, generally in our planet, or like when it comes to work and business, some of us prioritize that more than we prioritize the life force energy, the universe, cosmic intelligence, God, more than that, you know. So Melchizedek is here to remind us that we can to move everything back to a state of love and harmony. You have learned so much to this point and are learning more every day. Yeah, that's true, because I will be taking a class after this so that I can learn about investing my money. You are recognizing all the great lessons your experiences and challenges have brought to you, and are preparing for a transition or inner ascension where you will move beyond another level of fear and into the inner sanctum of your heart and soul. That's so good to know. So it's like, once you have, you know, learned some things, there is more learning, is higher learning. So there's a sense that you are now able to focus in a new way and offer greater light to the world. Melchizedek and his order are with you now, leading you towards spiritual wisdom. Meditate and connect with their light. All right, so the next card that we have is Radha. She is the Hindu goddess. She is the divine feminine counterpart and twin flame of Krishna. Now, she represents Shakti, the divine and creative spirit of the universal life force. She is a beautiful goddess. She has like all this jewelry and flowers and adornments on her. She has this like nose ring. I had a nose ring. She has this flowers. I see peacocks, just very attractive and creative energy. And Shakti is a powerful force that is honored and cherished. She is completely devoted to her partner and illustrates the age-old adage, behind every powerful man is a powerful woman. So you may be, you know, discovering opportunities to find lost parts of yourself. And like I said, we are multidimensional beings. We are multifaceted. Like, there are so many aspects to us, and sometimes we don't have them, you know, in balance, in harmony. But here, Radha represents experiencing relationship, harmony, and healing. So sometimes you may be playing the role of a mom to, you know, when you're supposed to be at work, or, you know, something like that. Like, or if you're a doctor or a nurse, sometimes you tend to take care of everybody else, even when you're not at work. You know, so like, let's go ahead and call on Radha for the soul flame connection. All right, so the third card we have is Commander Ashtar, who says call to action. He has on this space cadet suit with his long hair, is polished, and he says take charge. Lead by example. Walk your talk. So yeah, as a commander, he's like, all right, whatever it is that you say you want to do, it's time to do it. Take action. He is a multidimensional being who promotes truth, peace, and harmony between the planets. He is said to be an extraterrestrial, but appears in human form so that he can communicate at heart level with all those on Earth who call on him. Yeah, I appreciate Commander Ashtar, because I ain't ready to see no ETs right now. I don't want to see no extraterrestrials. I'm just not prepared for that. So, yeah, he is a part of the Great White Brotherhood, a congregation of light beings who work to bring healing to the world, and is a wonderful guide to those who are feeling the call to bring positivity, healing, and inspiration to those around him. You are receiving a call to action and being asked to step up and create the changes that you want to see in the world. Yeah, I realize it, because if I don't say what I need to say, if I don't do what I need to do, it won't get done. There are things on this planet that have been just out of order, out of disconnect for fucking centuries. And I'm like, damn, I gotta be the one to make the changes. I gotta be the one to say something. Yes, that's what you came here for. Divine inspiration is all around you, and Ashtar and his legion of cosmic angels are standing by to offer you loving support. Know that you are being encouraged to be honest, assertive, and true in a loving way. So yeah, there are certain ways to go about it. There are certain, you know, ways you can express things. It could be in a loving way. But for me, I know how I am. Like, I will not say something because it's like, I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't want to say nothing. But when you have entire governments that are, you know, just keeping the masses down, that are imposing on your well-being and making choices and decisions for you that are your choices, your personal, like, body and stuff. Yeah, you gotta take action. You gotta take charge. And me, I'm prepared for that. I am ready to walk my talk. So yeah, that's from Commander Ashtar. All right, the final card I have for today is the Miriam. They show up as twins, and they have these three flowers. It's very rosy, angelic. They have these shawls over their head. I'm like, girl, brows are done. They look like twins here. But they're connected. They're in union. And they also have rings on their fingers. How about that? The Miriam, which means the beloved. They're twin flame angels who come as one. Yeah, they're almost like Siamese here. They are the angels who appeared to Mary Magdalene in the tomb of Jesus after his passing. Okay, these angels spoke directly to Mary and helped her move beyond her grief so that she was able to commune with Jesus once more. Oh, they are so beautiful. They can help us move beyond the cloud of grief too. They heal grievances of all kinds, including ones that have been created by religion or the idea that God does not love or accept us because of a mistake we once made. Yeah, so here I am on a Saturday morning talking about God and, you know, just tapping into my higher self. I don't have to wait until Sunday service or Wednesday Bible study in order to learn and develop my spiritual self, to connect with God. I don't have to go outside of myself. So that's why I love to do these cards. It did take me some time to like venture out and explore into other religions, because like I said, they heal grievances of all kinds, especially ones that have been created by religion. Like some of us, you know, we grow up in these churches and then you find out like this is, you know, it's not what, this is not what I thought it was. This is not helping me. You know, so yeah, this, we have spiritual gods and goddesses that are helping us. And the Miriam, they will help us remember that we don't need to ask God for forgiveness because he never condemned us in the first place. So yeah, that gets rid of the story of, oh, you were born into sin and now you need to like live your whole life trying to like, yeah, that whole story. It, I don't do that. All right. So he never condemned us in the first place. So give yourself permission to be great. Give yourself permission to be all that you could be. Love yourself and love others, because you know what? The world needs more of that. And that completes the reading for today. Very lovely energy. We have the Miriam Commander says, take action. Tapping into the soul flame energy and divine healing. And Melchizedek, who says, keep learning. More inner study is required. And I will take heed to these messages because, you know, when you are in the spotlight, girl, everybody has something to say. They don't even know who you are. They just like, oh, she did this, she did that. Even if it's not even true, girl, they have something to say. So I will continue to practice these you know, this ritual that I have with the cards, because I know that it will keep me grounded and, you know, focused on me and the message that I am intending to share with you and the world. If these messages resonate with you guys, then I encourage you to join the creative community with a monthly subscription. I have created a whole entire program to assist with self-love, transformation. You get access to member-only content. I have classes. I have a network of business entrepreneurs and creators, designers, musicians, all types of artists within the community. You get VIP access to events and upcoming projects to collaborate on. All you have to do is click subscribe on the homepage of the Creative Album Podcast, or you can make your payments at Cash App, Bell of Beauty, B-E-L-L-E of Beauty, Venmo at Lash Nikki, L-A-S-H-N-I-K-K-I, or PayPal Nikitra Barard. Now that we have given honor and appreciation to God, Goddess, I am making my way to the stage. So live your best life, everyone. See you next time on the Creative Album. It's time to play.